their part, and, you know, what you get out of it in the end is priceless. You know, to pop open a jar of home canned peaches in January is just an amazing, amazing pleasure.
Oh, so. I know. I know. It's it just makes me feel like I'm eating artwork, which makes me feel good. Yeah, I love it. I use all those jellies and stuff. My favorite dessert these days is some yogurt with jelly stirred into it, so I kind of make my own.
Oh, man, I love it. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, too, because there are so many native plants here that provide, you know, potential for our jams and jellies. I have some sarvis berries that grow sort of on the peripheral of my garden.
Mm-hmm.
This year was a bumper crop on those berries. Beautiful little berries. I couldn't pass them up. I had to go out and, you know, pick several handfuls myself and get them into some parts and things. They were just abundant.
Yeah, my granddaughter told me she made some pies out of sarvis berries. I've never had one, but it sounded really interesting. I really do like the I guess what I call a chokecherry is actually an aronia berry. Is that right? I know that.
Well, aronia berries is actually a plant that grows somewhat shrubby and is sort of like a blueberry, very, very tart. Mm. And it is very similar in its